Our Father in heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank thee for thy beloved Son. We thank thee for the one who is holy and harmless and undefiled, the one who is separate from sinners, the one who loved righteousness and hated iniquity, the one who brought infinite joy to thine own heart. We thank thee that we have been called tonight to be like thy Son. We thank thee, Lord, that thou art looking for growth in holiness and likeness to the Lord Jesus. We long, Lord, tonight that our consciences and our minds might be sensitized to the reality and the awfulness of sin, and that confessing it and in forsaking it, there might be increased holiness in these lives of ours and greater likeness to the Lord Jesus. We thank thee for older believers here who have modeled godly lives. We thank thee for them. We look up to them. We thank thee for the example that they have been. We pray, Lord, to preserve them. Remember parents who are raising families. Help us, Lord, to be godly examples to our children, that we might not raise an ungodly generation that will be of no use to this world. Remember, Lord, teenagers and young adults here tonight. We think of the awful world of iniquity in which they spend their lives. God grant that they might be kept clean for the Lord Jesus who died for them. Our Father, watch over us. We are weaker than we can ever calculate. We are likely more sinful than we know. We confess our sin tonight and long that we might be cleansed, that we might be vessels that are suitable for the Master's use. We pray for thy blessing on the weekend that lies before us in thy will. Remember those who will be traveling, Lord. We pray to bring them safely. Remember the assembly here in Jackson, Lord. We thank thee for their kindness in hosting a weekend like this. We pray for God's richest blessing upon them. Part us now with thy blessing, we do pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.